Also on the line is etiquette expert William Hansen. William, let's broaden it out and talk about texting in general. I know that you have very strict rules on this personally, and that there are people who've texted while having dinner at your house.
I know, it's an outrage. I mean, I'm sitting there and I've presented a nice osobuku or something like that, and then all of a sudden I notice that mid-mouthful, half of the table have got their heads down, cocked to one side, reading their phone.
What are you serving again?
Well, osobuku.
All right.
It's a veal dish. And it's lovely. I'll cook it for you one day. Very nice.
Sounds lovely.
Not nice enough, obviously,
sounds
because lovely. They have to start texting. But, or whatever they're doing on their mobile phones. And obviously, now, this is where we come into the politeness paradox. It's actually rude to point out people's wrongdoings, which technically makes what I do as a job absolutely awful. But that's slightly different because it's in a professional capacity. So I don't say anything to begin with. But occasionally, if they then look up and catch my eye, I just will have an emotionless stare at them, almost a glare, and they'll get the message. Or they will, and then, of course, they won't be invited back again.
Withering, I'm guessing. Withering.
Yes, that is one word for it. So people do, they just don't think. And it's not that my guests are thinking, well, how can I really annoy William here? They just don't think. And that's representative for society in general. We are just not exercising common sense.
It amuses me that you're bringing out a range of apps for the iPhone, and yet you're not keen on people using them.
There is a disclaimer at the beginning that each user has to click and to agree that they will not use this app whilst talking to someone else or at the table. And only when they have clicked I agree to this does the app work.
Yeah, and so where, apart from at the table, shouldn't you be using your text? Peter says when you're crossing the road, and you say at the dinner table. Is there anywhere else?
When you're mid-conversation with someone, you'll bump into someone in the street, and say, oh, hello, how are you, etc., and you're chatting away, having a lovely conversation, and then they just pull out their phone, and start going, and they're not really listening to you, and they're just on their phone. You think, well, okay, we've bumped into each other, or it happens when you meet friends for coffee or for lunch. They've gone to meet a human being, but they'd rather talk to a screen or communicate with a screen than you, and it's incredibly rude.
You got a big year this year, haven't you? You know, with the royal celebration.
Well, yeah, I'm a big year, which thus means that I will have a big year as well. Imagine and I do a lot of engagements together.
Peter's gone now, but are the Americans still lapping this up? Do they love your? Do you do a lot of American interviews? Don't you?
Yes, indeed. You know, the Americans seem to like it, which is good. And I think the royal family just is testament to the royal family and how wonderful that they are and what such a positive influence they are for Brand UK, that it's not just America, it's China, it's Russia, it's India. It's everywhere. There isn't really a country that they are least popular. Ironically, if we had to pick out one country where they are the least popular, probably Britain, which they are very popular in Britain, don't get me wrong. But if we had to talk about the highest concentration on the whole of people that are anti-monarchy, of which there aren't that many in Britain, it would be here, whereas everywhere else they seem to absolutely love them across the board.
Oh, sorry, I was sending a text. Listen, William, thank you. Thank you very much. You're always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you. That's William Hansen, international man of manners and etiquette expert, joining us on the programme.